This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 17th, episode 1000, brought to you today by Back on Track Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
You are my
mind. Oh, I do thank you, baby, for everything. I just wanna say
happy anniversary.
From the bottom of my heart, I wanna say
happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
You know, I was going to end on the one that I knew you would get all squishy over, and I thought, nope, that wouldn't be our show. I have to end on a comic.
He was breaking it down. Somebody sang that to me on my anniversary. And be, yeah.
Happy anniversary, everybody. Woo-hoo! 1,000 episodes. You know, it doesn't seem like 1,000 episodes. It seems like we just started yesterday, Jane.
I know, but a lot has happened in these last 1,000 episodes to include, let's see, well, just for me, I have moved, I have started a family, I have a child who is 15 months old, I've been through, you know, countless horses. You guys have moved twice, I believe.
Yep. Yeah,
and
right.
You've been through countless horses. Didn't have a baby. Lucky you. So it's been a heck of a 1,000 episodes, my friend, just in our life. And what's awesome is that we've got to share every moment of our life with our listeners. And they're awesome.
Yes, I agree. This show wouldn't be here without them for sure. And, you know, so many other people that we'll talk about in this half hour. I just want to tell everybody the first half hour we'll have time to take calls. So if you want to give us a call, 347-637-3238. You're the ones that have made this show work, and we'd love to hear from you if you want to give us a call. But, hey, Jamie, let's go right to Jennifer. So I see there are callers that are lining up.
Yay.
So she can go get them lined up. So let's go right to Jennifer, find out what's happening on this 1,000th episode, and then we'll reminisce some more. And I've got some amazing numbers for you, too. Jennifer.
On today's Back on Track, 1,000 and counting Wednesday edition, once we have had a visit with the king of ceramic-infused therapeutic fabric, that would be Bo from Back on Track, we will jog on over to the American Horsewoman's Challenge to find out what competitor Mary Miller Jordan is up to. And then, in the spirit of a friendly international competition, Canadian Jessica Phoenix takes on the American Gina Miles in our first international celebrity trivia challenge. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that. And, of course, Daily Winnies. I think we had Daily Winnies from the beginning, didn't we, Jamie? Like, very beginning.
Pretty darn close, if not the very beginning. We'll have to review.
And this is one soundbite we haven't changed in 4 years. It's stayed the same. So
it's awesome.
It's now iconic. We can't change it. Well, I want to thank two people I want to thank right off, and that's you, Jamie, for signing on for this in the very beginning. We certainly haven't made a lot of money doing it, but we have had a lot of fun along the way. And without you, the show wouldn't be what it is. There aren't too many people who are willing to put their life out there for everybody to know every little nitty-gritty of what goes on, and that's what makes you a very, very, very good radio host, especially in this format. So thank you for that. I'm so glad that you responded to an ad 4 years ago, and signed up for this madness. And to put up with me every day is a miracle to begin with. So thank you for that. I can't imagine having done this with anybody else. So, and nor would I have wanted to. You're the one that has really made this show work. And I also want to thank Jennifer, who has booked all the guests and kept us straight all these years. Jamie and I could not do this show without Jennifer because we're not organized enough, neither one of us.
No, that's true.
You know, Jamie likes to think she's a little more organized than me, but I really don't think that's true. So thank you to Jennifer for making this all happen. And it is a lot of work what she does. She posts the shows after. She does all the show notes. She does all the sound files. She edits when it breaks, which has been about half the shows we've done. So, you know, she makes it all work. And booking guests is not an easy thing. There's a lot of times they change and there's 15 emails for one guest, and it's just a bit of a nightmare. And she has done it for a ton of guests over the years. And so thank you to Jennifer, my wife, who has done a terrific job with this. My daily Winnie is to both you and Jennifer. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, that's just super nice. I was looking for the applause for Jennifer because, it's incredibly hard. I've booked some of the guests, like a handful of the guests on the show, and it drives me freaking crazy. I can't stand it. So here you go, Jennifer. This is for you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Aww.
And now it's your turn.
Well, there's a laundry list of people that get a daily Winnie today. And let me first start by saying, Glenn, it's your baby. This is your brainchild. This is your idea. Somebody crazy enough said, hey, let's do a live daily radio show about horses. And yes, I'm the crazy person who answered that ad, but you wrote it. And I appreciate you taking the chance on me and giving me this awesome job and making me a part of your family as well. So that is my main Haley Winnie, and also incredible sponsors that we have had. I mean, we're going to talk to Bo from Back on Track, who has sponsored the show from the very beginning. And I can think of Kentucky Performance Products on Fridays has sponsored the show from the beginning, and also Omega Alpha has sponsored the show. So those three companies have just been absolutely amazing. We've had appearances from different companies, and now Easy Signs Online is on board. They're awesome. And so many others that have been so helpful.
Equity.
Oh my gosh, the forks, and we've had so much fun conversation talking about shoveling poop. I mean, seriously, what show can talk about shoveling poop week after week? We can, because we shovel poop every day. All of our listeners, and those of our listeners that are cleaning stalls right now, and that is the other group. The listeners, oh my gosh, you guys listen to us while you're shoveling poop or while you're in traffic or while you're riding your horse, and you make us a part of your life. And I think that is so incredibly kind and of you. And to find entertainment in our disastrous lives is fantastic. And, yes, there's an education that happens here. Thank God. Thank you to our guests, because they educate us on the various things that go on with horses. And, again, I said this on Monday, but there were so many people, Glenn, that told me that we would never make it past a week because we're going to run out of things to talk about. And it's like 1,000 episodes later, seriously, we've made it past a week, and we have had so many things to talk about, and I don't think we've covered that many things repeatedly at all. I mean, we've talked about laminitis on three or four shows, but that's kind of a big thing, or colic, you know, the health things that we want to educate people on.
A colic has happened to us three or four times since this show started.
Three or four is generous. I mean, is sparing, actually, at my house. So we appreciate it. Actually, I think I've had a colic during the show. So
yeah. We've had a lot of things, actually, during the show that have happened to us.
Loose horses. How many times have I? Yeah. Well, that's what I want you to get to your numbers, because you've come up with a list of special numbers.
Yeah, and we have a couple of callers. Just hang on there. We'll get right to you. I just wanted to do some stats here, as we have done on our anniversary shows, because I think they're fascinating. People like to hear them. Of course, this is our 1,000th episode. That means we've done 1,500 hours of programming. We've had not one fight between Jamie and I, and even in the meetings before or after, I could probably put on one hand, and that's saying a lot considering the amount of time we spend together. Can you remember any fights we've had about it? We've had a couple disagreements about content in the show, but I can't think of any fights we've had about anything.
Glenn, what a dumb thing to fight about is a fun radio show that we get to do. I think both of us appreciate the fact of what we do, and there's no reason to fight. And neither one of us are very
Let's be honest. We have had disagreements over TV, movies, food, and several other things.
Well, you have the worst taste in TV, movies, and food, so that's why.
I think this is the most episodes than any equine radio show has ever done. Rick Lamb's been doing it a lot longer, and he's the only one I could think of. And I went and checked, and he's on episode 477 of his radio show. So I think that this is the first one to ever reach 1,000 episodes. As I said, Rick's been doing it longer. But what's that?
Like one episode a year?
I think he does one a week, and he's been doing it for years, like 10 years. But we definitely have the most episodes. We win in quantity. I don't know about quality, but we definitely win in quantity. Horse Tip Daily will be there soon. Jennifer, what, another 5, and you're at 1,000, right, with Horse Tip Daily? Is that correct?
Well, I think it's about that. I'm at 982, so a few more to go.
Oh, you
yet.
Got another 18 to go. Okay, good. Well, you'll be there soon. Congratulations with that also. We've had almost 1,000 guests, or a little more than 1,000 guests on this show, and I want to thank the ones who are regulars, Leslie and Victoria, and thehorse.com, of course, was with us for a long time. But Leslie and Victoria, seems like they've been with us for most of this run, and they come on every week, and we appreciate that. Victoria says hello. She had a personal thing she had to attend to today, so she couldn't make it, but she also said congratulations. I heard from her yesterday. And of course, they got big things going on over there they're worried about right now, like seceding from the union. So Scotland's only, 250 years late to the party. We did a long time ago. But Victoria's all upset about that. So I noticed her blog post here. Really bad ads. We have read over 1,500 really bad ads.
Are you serious?
In that time. Hard to believe that there are still new ones every week. People are still really bad every week.
People really write dumb stuff, and there are that many trailers out there. I bet we've had 13, every single week there's been a trailer. So
it has to be at least 150. People still want us to do a really bad or trailer calendar. So next year we have to get that together.
Idea.
We should get a really bad trailer calendar together. I think that'd be fun. Hundreds of occurrences of Jamie's great Southern accent and really bad English accent. Hundreds of occurrences of that.
I don't know what you're talking about. My English accent is fantastic. How dare you?
We did have one of our listeners post that they thought it was really funny. You're Polish. You're practicing Polish there on Monday.
Oh, nice.
Thousands of dollars in prizes. I think we definitely have given away more prizes than any other equine radio show, that's for sure. And thank you to our sponsors who make that happen. Almost 40,000 listeners now every month, and we average 400,000 downloads of the show every month.
Wow.
That's a lot of wasted time. 600,000 hours wasted every month listening to us. That's amazing. So thank you to everybody for all of those numbers. Again, you're the ones that make it happen. And, of course, our number one listener, I think, out there, who I think she's self-proclaimed number one listener and certainly has promoted us more than anybody else, is Uta, and she is here. Hi, Uta.
Good morning, and congratulations, and I'm not going to sing. I told Jennifer that I don't want to decrease your listenership. I want to increase it.
Jamie sings crappy all the time. You might as well join the parade.
Yeah, but it's so cold here. I'm actually shivering, so my voice is going to do the same thing, so I won't put you through that.
Thank you, Uta, for all of your support. You have promoted our show and been out there as one of our number one supporters all this time, and we really appreciate it.
Wow, I really do love your show. I don't even really remember how I found you. I think I actually Googled you or any kind of horse radio or something on the internet when I started my job here, because it was so, you know, kind of you just wanted something to listen to. And when I found you, I was hooked. I tried to get other friends to listen to you guys, and they all love you. And I think you're single-handedly responsible for increasing my horse population at home, too.
Don't put that on us. It's not our fault. But congratulations on your new horse.
Oh, thank you so much. She's doing wonderful. I love her to death, and she's been a blessing, and so have you guys been. I mean, you just have been like you're an extended family, really. Everybody that listens to your show, as well as everybody that's part of the Horse Radio Network, I feel like we're just all one huge family.
Well, you know what, Uta, you bring something up that I think has been kind of cool, is you've made a lot of friends with other listeners, and other listeners have made friends with other listeners, and it really has kind of become a family like that. And I'm just going to bring Robin Donaghy on here, because she is one of those. Robin has the unique distinction of being the only one listener I know that has been banned from the show and then brought back.
Yeah, temporary.
Hi, Robin.
Dan. Good morning. Congratulations,
so Robin,
you guys. That's great.
Thank you so much. And you know, I think that's true. You've made friends with Uta and other people, and that's kind of cool to see all of that happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Jamie and I have something else planning.
Oh, you
yeah,
do?
Don't we? Yeah, we're going to do, like, that retreat at the Diamond D,
Robin wants to organize a listener trip to Diamond D Ranch up in Idaho. How fun would that be?
That would be a riot. That would be a lot
and
of fun.
Also, for those who don't know, they can't kind of put it together, Robin is the creator of this.
I knew that My Little Pony.
Makes me happy every time I hear it. Robin, I thank you so much for being part of the Horse Radio Network family, and thanks for listening. And Uta, you know, you guys are such a presence on, and I know it's silly, but after having a baby, when you're kind of, and Robin, you know this, and you have kids, once you have a baby, you're kind of stuck in your house. You know, you're stuck in this kind of, I mean, I like it and I love it. And but your day is kind of like Groundhog Day, where you wake up at a certain time and you have to do things at a certain time, and nap is a certain time, and this is a certain time. And to have a smartphone and Facebook has kind of, I think, I feel luckier than most moms from 10 years ago, because I feel like I've been able to stay connected with my Facebook on my smartphone. And you guys are such a presence on my Facebook, and we talk horses all the time, and I get to interact with our listeners all the time on my Facebook page. And kind of what could have been a little bit of I'm going to say dark, but kind of lonely time as a mother. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kind of lonely sometimes. And you guys have really made things a lot easier. And, you know, I talk to listeners all the time, Denise and Lisa. And, you know, Lisa just had a baby, so we talk about baby stuff all the time. And there's just no shortage of our listeners that I talk to. And I just want to appreciate, I want to let you guys know how much I appreciate that.
Well, we enjoy it as much as you do.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
To the next 1,000, right?
Woo-hoo!
Thank you. Yay.
Take care.
If Jamie will put up with me that long.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Thank you, guys.
I'm sure for the second 1,000, now I'm gonna go ahead, Glenn, and I'm going to spoil your breaking news, but I was hoping that at some point during the show you're going to tell me that since we did 1,000 episodes, I'm going to get a raise.
Nope, wasn't going to tell you that at all, actually. So.
Dang it. Thought I would.
Celeste has been with us for a very long time. Good morning, Celeste.
Yay!
Morning, guys!
Celeste is such a hardcore listener. She came to Rolex and hung out with us. And then Celeste and her sweet boyfriend and I went to dinner and hung out. So it was like, you are definitely part of the family as well. And you have a big, pretty off-the-track thoroughbred. See, I know, it's funny. I know everybody's horses as well as I know them.
Yeah, that's the bad thing. Sometimes we don't recognize people when they're not on their horses because I'm like, wait, that's so-and-so, the one that owns the really cute paint, right? Like, that's how I identify people.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, you've been definitely a fun person on my Facebook page and on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page and posting all sorts of stuff and listening to the shows, and we want to thank you.
Oh, of course. I'm so glad you guys are around. I'm glad to give what little I can afford to do towards the auditor program because, I mean, I feel like I get so much enjoyment and entertainment out of listening. And, I mean, there's a lot of educational stuff that you guys have on that you can't find anywhere else to get, you know, firsthand interviews with vets and whatnot on all kinds of things. And I think it's totally worth it, and obviously I enjoy it, and I hope you guys don't think I'm like a stalker or anything.
No, I don't.
We love stalkers. We love stalkers.
Yeah,
that means somebody's listening,
say
right?
That now.
Good point. Just so you know, we are 77. Oh wait, now just 70 likes away. We've got 70 people. 70 likes away from 10,000 Facebook likes. I mean,
That's so awesome. What a cool thing
that would be to have that happen on our 1,000th episode. So if you guys could share. We want to hit 10,000. Glenn, remember when we were so excited that we had 100 likes?
Yeah, I know. We were so excited when we had 100 listeners.
I know.
There's an awful lot more than that now, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that we have tens of thousands of listeners now every month. And I look at the numbers and, you know, I put the numbers together every month, and I'm always shocked. I'm always like, wow. And then, you know, because you hear from a certain core like Celeste and some of our other core people we hear from all the time on Facebook, but there's the majority of people who never interact with radio shows. And that's true. I mean, you were in traditional radio. That's true in traditional radio, right, Jamie? It's not just us. Most people are passive listeners, right? They're not active participants in a show. And so we really appreciate everybody, and especially those people who, like Celeste, do participate because it gives us feedback.
And Celeste, when you talked about a stalker is the guy that, when I worked at Star 94, would hang out down in the lobby every time I would leave work. He was always in the lobby.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy that this guy always takes a break when I am, and he's like, yeah, I'm on break, you know, and he was always down there right when I left. And come to find out, a couple weeks later, he doesn't even work in the building. So when you talk about a stalker, that, my friend, is a stalker. So I had to start leaving out the freight elevator. And, you know, I mean, so you are welcome with open arms. And
Wait a minute. Let me check outside the office and make sure Celeste is not outside the studio door.
No, I keep trying to convince Jamie to have a good reason to come to Virginia and hang out.
Hey, honey, I'm going to leave you and the baby for a while. I'm going to go hang out at a farm in Virginia.
That's right. We got room. We got Cerberus to ride. We got room to hang out. We got room to hack out. It's a good time.
I love it. I wish I was
closer.
Thanks, Celeste.
Thanks, Celeste. We appreciate you listening.
Well,
take
Glenn,
care. Yeah.
Glenn, I have one more question for you.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Well, okay, so the deal is, now that we bought this farm, that Benjamin and I are going to do the legal deed this year and then have our party in a couple years. And he said, well, he didn't ever send us that housewarming gift, so are we at least going to get a wedding present of Uncle Jimmy's supplies?
Sure, we can probably arrange that. When is the wedding?
Well, we're gonna have an officiant come to our farm, actually, and do just the legal part of it in October, and then we'll do an actual wedding party. We're not calling it a ceremony. We're calling it a party.
Well, you know what?
Next year, all of our money is going to our riding ring. So
I could just get one of those, pastor licenses online and come up and do your wedding for you. Actually, when we had the acting company, I did officiate a whole bunch of weddings. So I could just get
one of those. Horses in the morning first.
Yeah, that's right. There we go.
That's awesome.
Jamie could be your maid of honor.
There you go. All right.
Bring Dad along, or Edward, maybe.
Hey, Celeste, congratulations, girl. That's awesome. That's great.
Thank you.
Good all job, right. Celeste.
Let us
know
when it is. Congratulations, guys. Say what?
All right. Let us know when it is, all right? Keep in touch.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Hopefully 1,000 more.
All right, thank
cheers.
You, and, of course, we couldn't have done it all this time without the support of our terrific sponsors. They've been with us since the beginning, and we mentioned several of them at the beginning, and Jamie's going to bring one on right now that has been a terrific supporter.
Yes, I'd like to welcome Bo from Back on Track to our show. Bo, good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody there?
We are great.
Yeah, we're great. It's 1,000th episode, and I got to thank you because you have been here, my friend, since the very beginning.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you know, as our listeners know, I have a little bit of a crush on Bo, and it's kind of you know, I haven't seen you in a while, so it's probably for your best interest that I haven't been going to Ada. So you're welcome for that. I've had to stay home. But thank you so much for being a part of the show. And I also wanted to ask you, I've been dying to have you on, because congratulations to your friend, Jimmy, on winning the Hamiltonian.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's great that he got to win up with himself. I mean, he's one of the absolute best trainer over here, and I knew him since overseas, and I think I've been since we were around 16, 17 years old. So, but that was fun for him, and it was good to see him win.
Yeah.
Driving himself, too, you know, not only win it, but he won it before, but to drive it himself,
yeah.
It must have been really exciting for him.
Yeah, so those who don't know, Jimmy Tactor, who won the Hamiltonian this year, and Bo from Back on Track grew up together, basically, and kind of came – did you guys come over to the United States at the same time?
No, Jimmy was like a year before me, I think, and he had been here when he was, I think, 16 or 17 for a year before that, too, so that was his second time around, I believe it was like that, yeah.
Gotcha, and – do you still have standardbreds? And didn't you get a standardbred in training? Or you were owned one?
I have one. She's overseas now in Sweden, and then I have my brood mare at the farm here. So hopefully, she's going to be okay.
Fantastic. Well, you have been such a great sponsor and such a great friend to the radio show, and I do appreciate it. And you know, we love your products. And anything, just while you're here, anything new that we need to know about, or what is the most popular product right now for Back on Track?
Well, the most popular, I should say, is the mesh sheath and quick grass battle pad. You know, we have five products in this. Best seller, I should say, but for the winter time, for the colder weather, the mesh sheets start moving real well. So, yeah, it's a great product, not a miracle, but it's a great product. And we get more and more known thanks to doing advertising with you guys and other things. We do a lot of advertising, try to get the awareness out there for everybody. So, it's been a long road, but the world has started moving now, and so we are happy. We want to stay number one, and we're doing everything to be number one.
Well, you have to be number one when you're the one that kind of pioneered this type of fabric, and there's just nobody around that makes what you guys make, or they may try, but they don't do it. And I love when I go to horse trials and horse shows, Bo, and I see Back on Track, the logo on people's saddle pads or wraps, and it just fills me with pride because I feel like I'm, you know, like that's my family. That's my company, you know,
yeah.
And that kind of feel like I'm part of it. And I always, I'm like, oh, I love Back on Track products. And, you know, it always starts a discussion. And I've never met anybody who was dissatisfied with one of your products. And it's just, once you have it, you have to have it forever. And like you said, the mesh sheet is awesome. You do products for humans. You do products for dogs. You know, it's it's a great thing you guys are doing and a great service you're providing for the horses and the animals and the humans. So thank you so much. I know, let's see, Glenn, are you wearing your Back on Track product right now?
I have my elbow brace on, Bo. I have a tennis elbow, and I've been wearing the Back on Track elbow brace, and it really has helped. I wear it a couple hours a day, and then I also wear it when I go to bed at night. It really has helped with that. And you know, I don't know what miracle makes it work, and I don't care. I just know it works. So
that's what I used to tell people when they want to really know what are the how it works, and when they don't understand it, I said, do they help you? Yes. Well, then that's the main thing. You know, so far you're happy, I'm happy, I used to tell them. So,
Glenn's not a big science guy,
but they do work. They work well on, you know, everybody, and it really makes a difference on the, you know, we can always take some painkiller, but the horses and dogs can't, but, and most people don't want to live on painkillers or how product comes in handy that place.
Well, they're great, and backontrackproducts.com is where you can go to find all your Back on Track product needs. And, Bo, we thank you so much for being a sponsor and for being a part of the show, and thank you for coming on this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and you guys have a great day.
It's our 1,000th episode. You're going to go down in history. So.
Thank you. We need that. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank
bye,
you,
Bo. Love that guy. I
know.
The Swedish accent just gets me. He's good looking, Swedish, like he's got that accent. I get flustered when he's on the air.
Well, you know, I was thinking about it too. We have been, this has been a challenge some mornings when we think back past 1,000 episodes, because, you know, Blog Talk Radio, which is the platform we use, as most people know that listen to the show since day one, and we pay a lot of money every month for this, has had, when we started with Blog Talk, it was pretty new. They didn't have very many shows on, and it had its challenges.
The sound quality still sucks. It's like you're listening to an AM radio. We appreciate you guys listening, because I know it's like listening to an AM radio in 1947. Like, that's how bad the sound is.
But it's the only – we've tried to find other things. It's the only one where we can take calls and we can do live, and it's the only one out there. I mean, there really is not another one. So, fortunately, it has gotten a little better over time, but we still have our technical difficulties. We still get cut off, and I'm sure everybody at home chuckles when all of a sudden one of us disappears. Now, we've worked around it. Half the time that stuff happens now, you never know it. Like, Jamie will just be gone, and I'll just keep talking.
Hold on, I'm back. What
exactly.
happened?
Exactly. And our other guest hosts, you know, we have to thank them, too. We have 8 fill-in hosts once a month now for Tuesdays and Thursdays that have really stepped up to the plate and provide some excellent content that's different than the content that Jamie and I do 3 days a week. So they provide a lot more of the educational and serious stuff, and they really do a good job, and we have to thank all 8 of them. It's been wonderful having them. One of our most listened to episodes every month is the endurance episode with Karen Chatton. And she's been doing it for over a year now, and is really good addition to the show, and everybody else that does it. I mean, there's so many of them. Tomorrow we have our trail episode here. So they really, when Jamie had to go back to 3 days a week, having her beautiful boy, it just worked out that it was able to come together and still make it work. And you know, I also, you know, I know I thanked you before, but you could have very easily, after you had the baby and things were tough getting up in the morning to do this show so early, you could have bailed out and just said, I'm just not going to do this anymore, and you didn't. So I appreciate that, too.
Oh, my gosh. Who's going to listen to my husband would divorce me if he had to listen to all my horse stories. This is such a good outlet for me to talk about the crazy things that happen with horses and to learn about horses. And I think that the show is helpful to me because not only do I get to vent, I actually get to listen to you guys talk about your horses and to continue to learn about them. And I think my nose would be buried in a book and or I'd just be, you know, crazy horse chick to my husband. So this gives me a reason. Like, oh, it's for the show. I've got to do this horse thing. It's for the show.
Yes, he would get sick of you venting, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go to our next guest. She only has a few minutes to spend with us, and we're so glad that she could join us. She's been a guest a number of times here on Horses in the Morning, and we really appreciate the fact that she could join us on our 1,000th episode. She's a competitor in the American Horsewoman's Challenge. That's coming up October 3rd through the 5th and in Guthrie, Oklahoma. And that's Mary Miller Jordan. Hi, Mary.
Hello. Thank you all for having me again.
Well, we're so glad that you could be here. Mary's one of our favorites because she has the coolest cowboy helmet in existence today. And we're big advocates for helmets, and you're one of the very few in your world that wears one. And we thank you for that, too, by the way.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you for saying that. I don't consider myself a helmet Nazi. You know, whatever is someone's decision is totally fine. I think the main thing is having a safe horse and knowing how to communicate with that horse. However, when my daughter was born, I looked at her and I thought, oh, my goodness, I mean, she's going to wear a helmet. So I figured I better go ahead and start because I didn't want to tell her to do something that I didn't do. So that's really how the whole thing came around. And, and now I feel naked without it. And it's wonderful shade and protection from the rain. So there was a reason people designed the cowboy hat, you know, years ago. They have a purpose.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that because I saw a post you put on Facebook here a week or two ago. I want to talk to you more about that. But first, let's talk about your horse. Now, we've talked about the American Horsewoman's Challenge and how there's 40 terrific horsewomen, including yourself, from around the country that have horses that they've been working with now for almost 6 months and that they're going to bring into this competition in Oklahoma coming up October 3rd through the 5th. Tell us about your horse. How did you get this horse and what progress have you made?
Oh, goodness. The horse that I'm using is really, really special. He's a Mustang. As y'all know, you know, I'm pretty obsessed with the Mustangs. And all the Mustangs that I have except for this one are Mustangs that I have trained through the Extreme Mustang Makeover programs. But this horse is one that a friend of mine called me about. Someone had adopted him and not gentled him and then couldn't keep him. And he kind of changed hands a little bit and desperately needed a home. And, I can't take everything. I get calls like that a lot. But this particular situation, for some reason, I was just really drawn to this horse. And I went out to look at him, and I had never seen one as terrified as he was, which I was actually kind of happy about because I wanted to do a gentling video. And, you know, I wanted to have one that was going to be reactive so you would really see the process develop, because some of these Mustangs are just like butter in your hands, and after the first touch, they're so easy that it would be hard to really show someone how to progress with one that was really difficult and sensitive. So that was actually a little bit of an incentive for me getting him, was that he was so needy, and he's just so physically talented, just a little powerhouse, real small, compact, like a little muscle car. And so I did end up getting him, and I just could not be more excited that I did. And I did a little bit of time gentling him, spent about 30 days with him, and then, you know, it turned out that this Horsewoman's Challenge came about. And it was just the perfect situation to be able to really develop him further and have an opportunity to really turn him into something. You know, because it's kind of nice to have a cookie to kind of keep me going, a cookie for me, to keep me progressing and developing a horse. And this horse was one that really deserved my attention beyond just that initial, you know, getting him gentled in the first, you know, that first month. So anyway, that's kind of where he came from, and I'm just so thankful to the Horsewoman's Challenge for really kind of giving me the incentive to spend some real time with him, because he's developing into a really cool little horse. That sensitivity pays off, you know, the more you tap into it.
Now, what happened to his tail? I saw pictures, and he doesn't appear to have one.
Oh, no, he does. You must be thinking about somebody else. Yeah, yeah, he's got a tail. He does.
Okay.
I'm not sure
right.
Which one that would be. Yeah, yeah, there might be one without a tail out there. But.
Okay. All right. This is line dance, right, that we're talking about.
This is line dance. You got it. Yep.
Okay. And now, so is he ready for the different challenges? Now, you guys are going to have to do several different challenges here for the Horsewoman's Challenge over the whole weekend. Is he ready for all of them? You think you're good to go?
Yeah, you know, he is, and I'm so thankful for the way the Horsewoman's Challenge is set up. The different preliminaries really create a well-rounded horse. And, you know, the Liberty I love, and he loves that. I mean, he really loves to be connected with you, and he needs guidance and looks for that guidance. So, you know, that part I'm so excited about. The Cowboy Dressage is, I mean, I feel like he's kind of naturally suited for that because of the way he's put together and the way that he naturally moves. The Cowboy Race is definitely going to be the most challenging for him because, you know, man-made objects. I mean, he'll go anywhere I point him, and he'll trust me. But if I was going to go live in the wild with a horse, this would be the one I would take with me because he would make sure that we stayed alive. And so he's going to look at stuff. He's not going to just, like, run through blind and just say, oh, okay, you know, we'll just both get eaten at the same time. I mean, he's going to be cautious. And that's part of that relationship, I feel like. You don't just say, you know, okay, you know, I know you think you're about to die, but, you know, let's just go die together. You know, you want them to actually recognize that they can, that it is okay, and he can trust my guidance through it, but if he needs a second to take a breath to be able to go to that place of relaxation so that he can trust, then I'm going to give him that. So there, you know, we may not be flying through the Cowboy Race. I know he'll do everything that I need him to do, but we're gonna do that Cowboy Race at the, you know, the way that he needs it to be done. But that'll definitely be the most challenging element of the three preliminaries for him, I think.
Well, very good. I know you're limited on time, so we'll let you go. It's horsewomanschallenge.com. Now, Mary's going to be back with us next week to have a little fun. She's going to be our celebrity on the celebrity trivia next Wednesday, playing one of our listeners. So we appreciate you doing that as well, and we'll talk to you again next week. Your website is what?
It is marymillerjordan.com.
Very simple, marymillerjordan.com, and it's horsewomanschallenge.com, and tickets are now available on their website for October 3rd through the 5th, and that's in Guthrie, Oklahoma at the Lazy E Arena. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. Yes, thank you all so much. Thank you for having me.
All right, thank bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Now, that wasn't your child, right? That was Mary's.
That was not mine. Mine is... See how much more peaceful it is when my husband is actually home and not in some other country.
Poor Luke. Now let's. We got another caller on here, and I am so happy because he's one of the very few men that keep me company here in the horse world, and that's Robert on the line with us, a listener from almost the beginning. Huh, Robert?
Hey, Glenn. How you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Well, I wanted to jump in here and on your 1,000th episode. I haven't been with you guys from the very beginning, but it was in, if I remember correctly, like September of 2011 when I started listening. So about 3 years for me.
You must be driving because you sound like you're in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me see if I can switch this phone over here. These hands-free things are great, but... they're not always that great.
And of course now Robert
go.
Is
that better?
Yeah, that's much better. And Robert is one that actually ended up with one of Jamie's horses from the MASH. Right, Jamie?
Oh,
isn't that how that worked? Yeah?
Yep. Sam,
yes.
He's doing pretty good. He's got a little bit of a injury on him right now. I'm going to be having a vet come out. I may be looking at trying to get an X-ray. He got a... excited in his pen, and he kicked out, and I think he may have, I don't know if he got something stuck in his lower part of his leg there, the fetlock, ankle-like joint. There's my horse husband boyfriend coming out in me. I can't remember the horse part name. But, yeah, I had a vet out earlier taking care of my older mare, taking care of her teeth, and had him give me a rundown real quick, and he says, yeah, it doesn't look that bad, you know, so I'm going to get it set up, get some x-rays going for him, but He's growing like crazy. I can't believe how tall he's gotten. He was about the same size as my other two when I got him, and now he's probably hitting 14.3.
That's really that's impressive for a horse, Glenn, that was starved as a foal, okay? This little guy was starved as a foal, and the fact that he's gotten that tall, it just is a testament to Robert how well you're doing with him. And I'd like to say before we got to go that just like Uta said a few minutes ago, that we are responsible for her having more horses. I take full credit for Robert having more horses. So, yeah.
Yeah. When it gets to that point where I'm like, why did I do this? I can blame Jamie.
There you go.
There you go.
Why not the rest of us do?
I'll take it. I'm fine.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for listening, Robert. We appreciate
it. Hey, just to give you an update, we got a doctor visit from my wife, and they gave us a due date of April 26th. So.
Hey, my birthday's April 24th. Have her come 2 days early.
I'll talk to her about that, Glenn.
All right, you do that. And congratulations on that, too, on having a baby. You're going to be in the same position Jamie is, waking up 12 times a night. Congratulations for that, Robert.
Yay, welcome to the world.
People said, when are you having kids so late in life? I said, well, don't you know, 50 is the new 20.
Yeah,
that is
amen,
true.
Brother.
I feel the same way. I'm with you on that. Thanks, Robert. Take care.
All right, guys, thank you. Let's hit another 1,000 episodes here.
All right.
Cheers, brother.
Luke
so
will be
cool
in school
everybody.
By the time we hit 1,000 episodes. He'll be he'll be shipping them off every morning by the time that happens.
Dude, it's going to be like the easiest shows ever. I'll be like, he's got to go to school. See ya. Okay, now I can sit down and do the show. We may have to postpone it. You know, that's the other thing, Glenn, is I want to people to realize that you do the show at 9 a.m. Right now, this show starts at 6 a.m. for me, and I'm ready for the time change. When is that going to happen? Because then I get an extra hour.
I don't know when the time changes. It usually is in, November, beginning of November?
It's time, by God.
Ready for that happen? Well, let's take a break here for November 2nd, Jennifer said. So you got a little ways to go yet.
Dang it.
Sorry about that. We're going to play now. I think Templeton Thompson, everybody knows, is one of our favorite people, and we had a chance to interview her on Stable Scoop last week and have a little fun chatting with her because she's also going to be at the American Horsewoman's Challenge, singing out there for everybody. And she has two of our favorite songs, mine and Jamie's and Jennifer's, and we're going to play mine now, and we're going to play Jamie's and Jennifer's out of the show today. Mine, of course, is still House Jane. It's still my favorite song of Templeton's. And, of course, Jamie's and Jennifer's is Girls and Horses. So we're going to play Girls and Horses out of the show today. I couldn't think of a better way to play out of our 1,000th episode than that song. But right now, it's going to be a little still House Jane. And then we're coming back with more show. We have the Equity MSG Celebrity Trivia Challenge with our two first guests we ever had on this show. Back in episode number one was Gina Miles and Jess Phoenix, and they're going to be back to challenge each other in trivia right after this.
When sipping turns up just Ready?
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Horses are coming my way. You're listening to Horses in the Morning.
That's right, you are.
I haven't heard that in a while.
We had that from day one. That little soundbite was a whole bunch of people that were drinking in a tent, and it was the guy who wrote the music for the 2010 World Equestrian Games, and his name's Everett, and we were drinking in a tent and at the World Equestrian Games in 2010. I said, we're going to start this show, I think. And he said, well, let's write a song right now. And we sang it, and I recorded it right there in the tent. So that's where that came from.
that was before you. They wrote the words, and you've got to give it credit where credit due. That is the Oklahoma. That tune is from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
The play.
That is true.
I'll sing it if you want me to. Morning,
no, that's okay.
I will. Don't make me.
We've had many sound bites and sound files along the way, too, that we've played over the years. There have been so many.
And you know what? I do want to appreciate, I want to let you know how much I appreciate you not playing a medley of my singing or a medley of my talking, because you know how much I love listening to myself on this show.
And you know, you finally, the first time the other day, told us why. Jamie, a lot of the hosts, like Helena, will listen to her shows back. Wendy will listen to her shows back. You know, most of the other hosts listen to the shows back, and you know, because they want to hear, you know, what they're doing right or wrong or whatever. And you won't. You have never since day one. And finally, after all this time, you told me the other day why. Do you want to share that with everybody?
I did. I will. You know what? When I worked at a radio station, well, this is the second mention of my first radio station, Star 94. So I worked for this radio station. I was in my early 20s, and I was the traffic reporter slash morning show kind of go-to girl. And they used to take clips of me screwing up and or mispronouncing something or stumbling over one of my words. And they would take that clip, and they would take me into an office, sit me down, and make me listen to my mistakes repeatedly over and over and over again. So imagine sitting there, and there's three grown men looking at you, a early 20s girl who really, you know, you're terrified of your job anyway, but there they are making you listen to every time you screw up over and over and over again so you wouldn't do it again, which just then made me super sensitive to any mistake that I might make and or made me terrified to talk. So, yes, that is why to this day, listening to any part of my show or my clip sends chills down my spine. I can't stand it. Oh, makes me crazy.
Well, you know, that's one. That's just cruel. That's sort of like writing on the chalkboard, isn't it? When you're in elementary school and you have to write on the chalkboard 100 times, I will not throw gum at the teacher. You know, isn't that same thing? I mean, that's really cruel.
You know, every radio station that I worked at after that, it would come up and I would tell them about that. And every single future boss of mine was like, they did that to you? That's the worst thing I've ever heard. That's so stupid. I can't believe they would do that. I'm like, so not everybody does that. I was just fortunate enough to have that be my first job.
And what, you know, a lot of people don't realize until they hear her go into it is Jamie had a Southern accent until she went into radio. And the ironic part is you were in radio in Atlanta where everybody has Southern accents. You think they want you to sound like a local.
No, I was, you know, and I didn't have a thick Southern accent, but there are certain words that I say. I mean, I make it a point to say the word y'all now because I was officially told not to use the word y'all. And because Atlanta's more of a melting pot and they didn't want to, exclude the northern list, the Yankees that moved down to the south. They didn't want to exclude those. Now, when I went to work for the country station, it was encouraged.
You got to sound as southern as possible, even if you're not.
Well, and then I realized, like, I've been in this market. I've been on radio in Atlanta for 10 years, and all of a sudden I go to a country station and my voice changes. Like, that's really stupid. I had the same name, but all of a sudden I don't talk like this, y'all. I was like, come on. That's kind of stupid. So I didn't last very long on the country station, but that's because I met some boy and I moved to Arizona.
Well, we play country now. It feels like home. We do play country. So,
James,
you know.
Stay out of the jailhouse. That's country right there. I love it.
Yeah, that is. And thank you to all of the musicians who allow us to play their music. We're only really allowed to play independent artists here on the show, and there's so few independent artists that have to do with horses, and that's why we end up playing the same artists all the time, is because we try and have some horse connection with the artists that we do play. There's a lot of independent artists that we could get on here that have nothing to do with horses, but it doesn't make any sense for our show, so that's why we play what we do.
It's actually shocking how many independent artists there are that only write songs about horses. I was so surprised. I mean, obviously Templeton Thompson, but Dan Roberts, and then you've got Jared Rogerson. That's the three artists I can name off the top of my head that we play that all write songs about horses and are independent that we can play.
Yep.
And they've all come on the show, and they've all given us full permission to use their songs as many times as we want, which is just super nice, too. Thanks to our artists. And they all have done musical episodes with us. And I think, Glenn, that's probably one of our favorites, really. One of our favorite things to do is the musical ones.
You know, people ask me all the time. I've done interviews in the past for magazines and other radio shows and stuff. And they say, well, you know, what have been your favorite guests or favorite episodes? That's hard. You know, when you've interviewed in this show alone over 1,000 guests, and we've had so many fun ones, and you can't really pick out one, but I think the musical episodes for you and I, because we get to, it's more intimate. It's an hour with one person, and we're playing the music, and it's just a more intimate experience for us. And it really has been one of my favorites too, is to do those with you. And we don't do enough of them because, again, we can't find that many artists that are into horses.
if you know of one. Let us know.
And Carrie Underwood won't come, so we can't do her. So
dang it.
She won't join us.
One of these days. One of these days.
We didn't originally plan on playing any music. We started that after the first week, because in the first week we weren't playing any music. We started it because we needed a bathroom break. It was like halfway through the show, we just had all this tea and coffee, and it was like, we need to go to the bathroom, and it's live, so we didn't have a bathroom break. And that's why the song started. I said, well, let's just play a song, and we can at least go to the bathroom, and that's how it started. It was a practical thing, not anything to do with artistry at all.
Well, now you're just letting the everybody behind the curtain to see the odds, because I wasn't going to tell anybody that's why we play a song, because usually right when we start the song, I go, oh, my God, I got to go. I'll be right back.
I know.
And I take that.
And then when Jamie was pregnant, it was like, can we please play about 5 songs an episode?
Yeah.
Because I got to go like 12 times.
It was bad. You're right. I forgot about that, too. Oh, boy. Well, there you go. No secrets anymore.
And, you know, if I had to answer the question, too, about favorites, it would be when you and I have had the rare opportunity to actually do shows together. We do this apart so often, and we've gotten to do it together at Rolex and a couple other opportunities, Ada and places, and it's so much fun sitting right beside you.
It is cool. It's so weird to see your face when you're talking, and we could actually physically Skype, but when you look at Skype with the cameras, it's a little bit slower, so it just kind of threw us off. So that's why we don't do that. And people always ask me, like, so you do a radio show about horses from your house? I'm like, yes, I do it. And my co-host, you have a co-host. Well, does he come over? I'm like, no, he's in Florida. People are like, what? But I've definitely in my career in radio worked with some really great people, and I have worked with some people that, my God, I did not get along with, including the last job I had, which was just a bunch of horrible. But you either have chemistry or you don't. And Glenn, you and I definitely have chemistry, and I love working with you. It's awesome.
Well, you know what we did too, I think, that was smart, and it was sort of both of our ideas. Well, we after you won the contest that we had at the beginning, where we did all of those sample episodes and had people vote on them. I said, well, why don't you come out? Remember, you came out to Lexington and spent almost 4 or 5 days with us. You lived in our house, you lived in our house and spent time with us. And I figured if you could come live in our house and we could hang out together, that was going to be the true test about whether we could do the show together. And as I look at it in retrospect, it must have been really weird for you, but it probably was one of the best things that we ever did.
Yeah, it was a good idea. We talked horses.
Really strange, though.
Jennifer took me riding, and people are like, wait, you're going to somebody's house in Kentucky, and
we
don't
never
know
met
them? Yeah. It was great. No big deal. Whatever. Go with it.
Yeah, horse people are a little different. I think that's part of what it is. It's just that horse people are a little different. But, yeah, that was probably one of the best things we ever did back 4 years ago, was to have you come out and spend a week. And we actually, those promotional shots that you see all over our website at the Kentucky Horse Park, and the one that has caused so much controversy, that shot that I post every once in a while just to get people riled up, us on the donkey, Jennifer pulling, you pushing the donkey, and me riding the little donkey, has caused more controversy. We've had more negative comments about that, and people don't realize it's a statue at Kentucky Horse Park. People say, why are you riding that little donkey? That's cruel.
I can't believe you would ride a donkey. You're so big and he's so small. It's like, it's a statue. It's made out of, what is that, steel? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's how good an actor I am, looking like I'm pulling the donkey. So, drama, what are you going
to
do?
One of the promotional shots we did at the very beginning. And we did go to the Kentucky Horse Park together before we ever started the show. We had a fun day there doing pictures and promos. Well, there are two people that really contributed to the beginning of this show, because they were on episode number one, and they're back with us to play some celebrity trivia.
It's time for the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge, where each week a different unsuspecting world-renowned celebrity equestrian is pitted against a humble Horses in the Morning listener willing to risk it all for a prize package or a nod of approval from one of the greats from the equestrian universe. Now, let the battle of equestrian acuity begin.
And before we get to our first celebrity here, we want to thank EquityMFG.com for being a supporter and a sponsor. Joseph and the gang over there have been with us for a very long time now, a couple of years. They've been sponsoring the Celebrity Trivia Challenge since we started it, and even before that when we were doing the Wheel of Trivia, they were here with us. Of course, the best manure forks in the world, bar none. You can find them at EquityMFG.com. We use them. All the hosts on the Horse Radio Network use them. We swear by them. We don't have any other manure forks in the barn today. They just last. I've had my shaken fork, which has a motor in it and actually shakes the fork, and a battery. I've had it for over 2.5 years now, and it's still going strong. And, of course, if you're cleaning paddocks, you definitely want to have the Flexen fork. It's the only manure fork with a built-in suspension system. We love them, and we want to thank Joseph for his continued support here on Horses in the Morning. Well, she was one of our first guests on the Horse Radio Network 6 years ago. She was on the first episode of Horses in the Morning, has been one of the first guests on many of our shows, and she beat Jamie last week in the Open Beginner Novice Division at a horse trial. And that probably is her biggest claim to fame. And, of course, that is Adventure Gina Miles. Hey, Gina. Good morning.
Good morning. 6 years. How did 6 years go by?
I know. I know. 1,000 episodes of this show, which is absolutely nuts. And your biggest claim to fame, beating Jamie last week.
Heck yeah, that's a rockin' top beginner novice division, man. Gotta duke it out.
Gina, I would like to tell you that Taryn Atkinson, who is one of the owners of Copper Meadows, did tell me that I won the DFL award, which is dead last. It's dead something last. But, you know, I'd like to say that I did finish. Thank you very much.
You know what?
And what?
Then there's only the only place to go is up.
Amen, sister. See, that's why she represented USA. She's so positive. But I did find it awesome that, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm at a horse trial. There's Olympians in my division. That's something pretty
cool. That's right.
Cool to
say about that. You can tell everyone. You can tell everyone, yeah, I competed against Olympians last weekend.
Oh, don't think I didn't. I don't
that
tell people that all the time.
That makes me just about an Olympian myself.
Yes, you are an Olympian. I compete against Olympians. Well, another Olympian that we are so lucky to have on the show is Jessica Phoenix. Jessica, welcome.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be here.
Well, you've been on the show a ton, go ahead, Glenn. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say Jess was on episode one. Do you remember what you were talking about, Jess, on episode one of this show?
I think I do remember what I was talking about.
What was it? Can you tell us what it was?
I think it's we were talking about having my first child.
No, actually, we had you on to talk about that, but no, it was about your face plant at the WEG in the water complex.
Oh, even better.
I don't know which one's more difficult.
Now, which of those memories was she trying to remember, and which one was she trying not to remember?
Definitely.
Matter of fact, when you look back at episode one at Horses in the Morning, the picture that we used was that picture of you in the water complex. That was our first picture, too, was of you doing the faceplant there. That's how long ago this show was. You've been to another WEG since then.
There you go.
And she still comes back on, even with that abuse, Glenn. That's awful kind of you.
You know, Gina, we abused Jess even 2 years before the start of this show. She was on as our spotlight rider for the WEG in 2010. So we abused her for years before this, too. It's not only you, Gina, that has been abused. We've also abused Canadians. We are equal opportunity abusers.
It's good to know you share the love.
Yes. Jess, congratulations on the WEG and getting through that.
Thank you.
And, you know, you both have been troopers on the show, have come back many, many times, and we appreciate all of the guests that have really made this show what it is and have made it work. But the ones that especially come back more than once, we're not sure why you do it, but thank you. We appreciate it.
I had
no
a special,
problem.
A special thank you for Jessica Phoenix because, you know, I had a baby. And he's 15 months old now, and I'm back into competing just here a little bit. Obviously, I competed against an Olympian last weekend in California. but I would like to thank you because you know what happened to me during my pregnancy while I'm talking to Glenn is, it's so uncomfortable to ride. Oh, really? Jessica Phoenix was back on the horse 2 weeks after she had her baby.
Oh, sorry about that.
I used that one.
Jessica Phoenix rode until she was having her baby. She was about, she went into labor on her horse, really. So thanks. High standards.
No problem.
High standards.
No problem.
Well, you guys, we'll get to the trivia, and here's how this works. There's no prizes. We're not playing for charities today. It is you are representing your country. Yes, I know that you, Jessica, represented Canada in the Olympics, and Gina, you've represented the U.S. Those were nothing. It is now head-to-head competition for bragging rights, and you're working for your country. Gina,
I'm terrified.
Yeah, after an intro like that, I'm scared.
Oh, you guys will do great. Now, the questions, of course, are eventing related, which is just par for the course. So you guys should shoot that $1,000 apiece. But you never know, because our producer Jennifer writes all the questions, and you may not like the questions, and you may be unhappy with the questions. And I tell all of our celebrities and our listeners that get to play this, if you have a complaint, you send an email to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. You can use swear words, you can use ugly gestures. It doesn't matter. She can take it.
Cool,
Jennifer. Okay, there we go. Here we go. We're going to start with Gina, and I'm going to ask you guys questions one and one, and if we get to a tiebreaker, then I'll explain the rules when we get there. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gina, true or false? True or false? Legendary eventer J. Michael Plum's first name is Julius.
False.
That's right, Jim.
For bonus points, what is his first name?
James.
Ooh,
oh,
wrong.
No, that's not right. No, no bonus points.
No bonus Darn points. It's John. It's John. John Michael Plum. His first name is not Julius. So, but you get the answer correct. It's 1-0.
Well, at least I didn't get it mixed up with Julius Caesar, you know.
Which he could kind of be the same. True or false? Jessica, replacement
yes.
canisters, replacement canisters for inflatable safety vests are filled with compressed hydrogen, which is highly flammable.
I thought it was, I'm going to say true.
Oh.
False? Oh.
Yes.
All I know is that they go bang when you fall off.
They do,
and 90%
not
of the time
flammable.
They work.
Yes. They work, and 90% of the time you fall into water when you fall off, so you wouldn't know if they're flammable.
Yeah,
but they
exactly.
are not.
Exactly.
They are not flammable, so that's the good news. Nobody's going to burst into flames. Okay, we're back to Gina. 1-0, Gina. Representing for the United
States. Oh, boy. Okay, the pressure's on.
In what year?
Oh,
was
God.
The minimum – this is going to be multiple choice, okay? So you
oh,
can wait for,
okay.
for the answer.
Thank God.
Okay.
Okay.
In what year was the minimum weight on cross-country rule abolished? Was it 2001, B, 1998, or C, 1986?
Can you repeat the choices, please?
Yes. Minimum weight cross-country rule abolished, A, 2001. B, 1998, or C, 1986? No Google.
C, 1986.
Oh, so sorry it was B, 1998. At least I know you're not Googling.
Oh,
hey,
my goodness. Here was my logic.
Yeah.
I went to Young Riders in 1993, and I didn't have to carry weight. But I guess you didn't have to carry weight for Young Riders.
So was it like jockeys that raced? You had to be a certain weight, so they'd put weights on your saddle.
You had to do lead under the saddle patch. And I remember because Carol Kozlowski was really instrumental in getting that rule changed. So I do remember the whole debate and the whole rule thing. But apparently, you were exempt in Young Riders.
Jeez, between Gina and Jess are both petite. You guys both would have had to carry weight.
Yeah.
Wasn't it 165 pounds?
Yeah, it was a lot. I was just trying to even things up for me and Jeff. I didn't want the U.S. to get too far ahead.
Thanks, Gina. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're a true Comerican.
I like that.
Well, we move to Jessica. You've also got a multiple choice question. Okay. According to the FEI, which of these riders has the most number of Olympic appearances, coming in at 10? Is it A, Mark Todd, B, Ian Miller, or C, Bruce Davidson Sr.?
Oh, the most Olympic appearances, and it's 10?
10.
10. Well, I think Ian's been to more than 10 because he's been... I think every single year. let's
so
say
is that
A,
your...
Mark Todd.
Oh.
No!
Oh, we should have went with your gut.
You had it. It was Ian Miller. B. Ian Miller has been in 10 Olympic Games. I'm sorry. That's a ridiculous number.
Well, he's been there more than 10 times, hasn't he?
You know what? If you think he's been there more than 10 times, this is the moment that you send an email to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com.
Jennifer, that's it. You're getting that email. Because I just watched him at Spruce Meadows, and they said the number of Olympic Games he's been in, and I was like, jaw-dropping. It was insane.
All right. Jennifer, you need to Google that right now and make sure that you're
fact-checking.
Yes.
Yeah,
fact-checking, because then we may change it, because Jessica sounds pretty convinced. So
I'm pretty convinced because
Canadian,
watched them win the
Meadows. That's right.
Yeah.
And Canadians don't lie. They're too nice. So.
Very good point. All right. Number three, we move to Gina. Gina has one correct, so we're moving to number three. What was the predecessor to the United States Eventing Association? No multiple choice.
What was it called?
Yes.
The United States Combined Training Association.
Yay!
Yes, thank God. Yes. Oh, what a such relief.
Yeah, you would have gotten that wrong.
Very good.
Now, of course, let's just throw in here that Gina is not old enough to remember that in person. She just, through history.
Of course I am. Of course I am. I still call the USEF the AHSA.
That's right. Well, then you would probably remember, we were discussing this with Jamie before the show, and Jamie did not remember this. Do you remember Michael Plum's journal used to come out like a newspaper?
Yes, the horse journal. I lived by that.
See? Okay. Yep. Jess and Jamie are both going, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No.
Michael Plum.
I know who Mike Plum is. His name is Julius.
No, I don't think I learned something today. I've been well educated.
Jennifer, are you looking that up? Are you still looking that up, Jennifer?
I am. I'm just trying to find the page in my history here.
Okay. All right. Keep looking.
All right, we're going to move to question number three for Jessica. Jessica, spell frangible, as in frangible pin.
Frangible? Oh, F-R-A-N-G-I-B-L-E.
Yay!
Hallelujah! Third time's the charm.
That's one of those words that you think you know how to spell it, but then when somebody asks you, you go, oh. You know, maybe it's not that.
I think that's you. I think that's you.
All right. Do we have a verdict from Jennifer yet, what the story is? Because if we don't, then I'm going to make a ruling.
According to history.fei.org, most Olympic appearances, number of appearances, 10, Ian Miller for Canada from 1912 to 2012.
Well, that was 2012.
Go.
FBI. What the hell does the FBI know?
What the hell does the FBI know? Right.
Yeah. I'm overruling the FBI and saying that I believe Jess, which means we have to go to a tiebreaker. It's all tied up.
Thanks, Glenn. Thank you.
Jess. I'm with you. I've given you that crap in the back.
Gina, if Canada is prevailing in this, I'm going to be seriously disappointed, okay?
I love it.
Yikes.
Canada.
All right, tiebreaker, because it's tied up thanks to me over NCI own the Horse Radio Network, so I can do whatever the hell I want. I declare the FBI wrong.
Well, you know what? Gina, if you lose...
You know, they've been wrong before, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
Well, I think we should make Jessica name all the Olympics, the cities that Ian Miller has been in here. Maybe that's the bonus question. If
she can come up with more than 10
cities, that sounds good.
All right.
Let's
do the tiebreaker.
Gina, the good news is that if you do lose this, the good news is you had a huge victory last weekend in the Open Beginner Novice because you beat me.
True.
So,
that is true. I can always fall back on that.
Forget that medal in the Olympic Games. You beat in the Open Beginner Novice. What did you finish, in sixth place? I was in like 25th.
Copper Meadows.
So.
Copper Meadows. Highlight of my career.
I know. I'm coming for you, girl. Only
okay,
one place
okay.
to go. What's up?
Okay.
So here's how the tiebreaker works. I am going to start to name I'm going to have a list of clues. And this is called Name That Movie. Okay? And, of course, it's going to be a horse movie. So name that movie. I'm going to start to name clues. And I'm going to do them every couple seconds. And when you know the answer to, you know what movie it is, you use your name as your buzzer. Yell out your name, and I'll call on you, and you get to say it, okay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
You got it?
Hard. This sounds real hard.
Jess, you good?
So just to be clear, we're yelling out our name when we're ready, when we know
it. Yes, because you're both girls, and sometimes when you frantically yell something, I won't know who said it, and then it'll all erupt into a whole other problem. So,
all right,
let's
got it.
Our name is our buzzer. Name the movie. Released in 2002 by DreamWorks Pictures, this animated film won the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature. The story follows the adventures of a herd of Kyger Mustangs.
Gina.
Gina.
Can I say it?
Go for it.
Spirit.
That's right.
Stallion of the Cimarron.
Good
the
one,
US.
Gina. My kids are older than yours, so you know you weren't quite up on animated features yet. I have an excuse for that one.
Now, Glenn, this is where we should have the national anthem loaded, and so.
Oh, I don't have it. I don't have the national anthem.
Well,
you know, I'm just like Rolex a couple of years ago, who just played the United States one over and over and over again for William Fox Pitt. So, somebody got fired for that too. So,
would you like me to sing it? Because I'll sing the national anthem. I'll do it.
No, we don't want that. That's something we absolutely don't want. I don't have it loaded. I'm sorry.
Well, the
congratulations, Gina.
Gina Miles.
Good job.
Thank you. Phew.
You guys are
okay,
great.
You know, Canada may already have their Olympic qualification, so we really needed this win.
True.
Yeah,
I really
true.
Hope that all goes through. I hope it all goes through. Oh, me too.
Thank you both. It's been a pleasure getting to know you over the years and having you on the show over and over again. And I got to tell you, both have been terrific about all the shows we do here on the network. Anytime I've asked you, come on. And that says a lot about your character risking coming on a show with us. So thank you so much to both of you. And good luck here in the future. And thank you, Gina, for representing the United States, and Jess for representing our second largest listening base, which is Canada.
Woohoo! Yay!
Thank you both.
Thanks,
Take
guys.
Care.
You're welcome.
Bye. Yeah. I'm coming
day.
For you, Gina. I'm coming
okay.
for you, Gina.
We're on.
All right. Take care. Thanks, you guys. Well, what a fun 1,000th episode. Those girls are so cool.
They are cool. And it's not like they aren't busy riding 20 horses a day that they can take 20 minutes out of their day to talk to us, you know?
I know. And it is so silly. It's 7:20 in the morning in Canada. I mean, in California. So Gina is up early, just like I am, and I'm sure she's already ridden 4 horses, which I have not. So,
well, not only that, she has to get kids ready for school, so she still does that. You know, and she has like 2, I think, that go to school at this hour. And she, a lot of times, we've tried to have her on the show, and she says, "I'm making my kids lunch." So, and she has to drive them to school. You know, just because they're celebrities and big time competitors doesn't mean they don't do the everyday boring stuff too, you know?
Yeah. It's true.
So how cool. How cool. Well, thank you so much to our listeners for being here today. We really appreciate you. We have our trail riding episode tomorrow by the NAYRC. I always mess that up every month. But they'll be here tomorrow, and then we'll be back on Friday reading some more of those really bad ads. You know, like 1,500 wasn't enough. You know, when we first started that, I don't know if you remember this, Jamie, but we talked about how we'd probably have to give it up after a certain number of months because it would get boring.
You know, and we also got a lot of complaints right at the beginning about it.
True.
And you were thinking, you were like, I don't think we can do this anymore. I'm like, it's so funny, though. It's so funny. And then we realized what a good segment it was because we started getting positive comments. But, man, right at the beginning of Really Bad Ads, we got a lot of negative comments. And I do believe it took a while to get the listener submissions really kind of coming every single week. And they, I mean, we can't even get to all of them now. That's how big this segment has become, and it's super fun. And I'm glad you stuck with it. That was one of those content arguments we had.
It was, and we were getting complaints. And then I think what really did it for me is the numbers on Friday got to be much larger than the other days. Like, okay, well, we have more people listening on Fridays. It must mean something. And now Fridays is our biggest show of the week by far. It's probably 50% bigger because of Really Bad Ads.
Wow.
So thank you for winning that argument. And Jennifer does need some ads for this week, as a matter of fact. We'd love to have some new people submit. So if you're a new person submitting this week, we'll make sure you get on. So send it over to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. We still have people submitting on our Facebook page and everywhere else. You need to send an email to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com with really bad ads in the subject line and the whole ad copied and pasted into the email. It's the only way we can guarantee you get on. Otherwise, we may not see it or it just may not happen. So that's the way you guarantee that your ad at least gets considered to be put on the show. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. Well, here's to 1,000 more. We're going out to lunch today to celebrate. You want to come along, Jamie?
I would love to. Hey, just real quick before we do go get lunch, to let you know, we only are 47 likes away from 10,000. So we've got 30-something likes already during the show, thanks to you guys for sharing and posting on Facebook about us. So see if we got to get 10,000 by the end of the day. It's a personal goal of mine. Invite everybody you know that likes horses.
Good. Very good. Thank you for pushing for that. I didn't think we'd have a chance to get there today, but you might be making that happen here, girl. And
we're
Uta,
gonna
of course.
It.
I noticed a couple people have posted that they've liked us because of Uta. So good job.
That's awesome.
Uta comes through once again. We'll be back here on Friday. Jamie will be back Friday. I'll be back tomorrow morning. So thank you, everybody. And, of course, we have to play the show out with Jamie's favorite song. And I'm trying to – and here it is. And thank you to Templeton Thompson for singing it.
Bay Neuter Geld.
Are your helmets, people? Bye, Jamie. We love you.
Bye, Glenn. Love you guys, too. See you at lunch.
Well, she talks about him, dreams about him, thinks about him all the time. She's got to have him, be lost without him. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? Now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. They were my one safe place. Well, I talk about him and I dream about him. I live to love him and I love to ride. I'll always have him, be lost without him. There's magic in those endless. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? What is it? What is it with girls and horses? Yeah.